Another strong theme in the Sutta Nipata is renunciation, and specifically renouncing home. I'll read you a couple of sections from the number 6, Sutta number 6, Jara Sutta. Jara means old age. People grieve for their cherished things, for no possessions are permanent. Seeing that this separation is inevitable, one should not live the household life. Those who are greedy for cherished things do not abandon grief, lamentation, and avarice. Therefore, the sages, seeing security, abandoning possessions, have wandered forth. Seeing security. Security is a translation of kamar, which means full of peace, safe, tranquil, calm. And then from number 9, the Magandhya Sutta. Having abandoned home, living free from society, the sage, in villages, creates no intimacies. So a very strong emphasis over and over again in these suttas. Renounce. Renounce pleasures, renounce the world, renounce home. Now, the Buddha didn't teach these teachings to make us unhappy. He didn't teach these teachings to give us a hard time. He taught them for us to help us take out the barb of suffering. He wants us to be happy. So I think we need to take these teachings very seriously. Some books on Buddhism these days, especially perhaps those coming from America, are very strong on meditation, very good meditation books, but they're very weak on changing one's life. They're very weak on renunciation, talking generally here. But when you read the Buddha in the ancient texts, this is one of the strongest things that he says. Leave, let go, abandon. That's the way to happiness. However, there is another way of understanding this idea of leaving home. This section that I just read you from the Magandhya Sutta was quoted to Maha Kachana. Having abandoned home, living free from society, the sage in villages creates no intimacies. So a householder asked Maha Kachana what this means. Maha Kachana answered in a very interesting way. He said, the property of form, householder, is the home of consciousness. When consciousness is in bondage through passion to the property of form, it is said to be living at home. And he goes on to say, the property of feeling, householder, is the home of consciousness. The property of perception, the property of intentions. Those of you who know your Buddhist lists, well, we know that the Buddha's going, or Maha Kachana is going through the five skandhas. So the five skandhas make up the self. When you're in bondage to the self, you live at home. So Maha Kachana has, as it were, psychologized this teaching. And then he goes on to say, and how does one live in society? One who is in bondage to the distraction of the society of bodily sensations is said to be living in society. Same with the other five sense contacts, the sensation of sight, hearing, and so on. Connected with this idea of homelessness is the Pali term viveka. Viveka has become currently my favourite Pali term. I go through phases. But viveka, I think, is quite a wonderful term, very rich. It means detachment. It means loneliness, separation, seclusion. But it also means singleness of heart. discrimination of thought. Very interesting word. This is all from the Pali English Dictionary. I have to say, I take issue with the Pali English Dictionary on one thing, where it says viveka means loneliness. Perhaps it does, but I've never come across a text where viveka meant loneliness in the negative sense. I think it more means aloneness, solitude. So viveka means physical seclusion or detachment, but it also means mental seclusion or detachment. In fact, there is a later list of the three kinds of viveka. Kaya viveka, which is physical seclusion. Chitta viveka, which is seclusion of the mind, mental seclusion. And upadhi viveka, which is ethical seclusion. Very, very interesting. Here's a line from one of the suttas, from the Suttanipata, from the Guhataka Sutta translators. A person sunk in confusion is far from seclusion. A person sunk in confusion is far from seclusion. Then from number 7, somebody says to the Buddha, having heard your teaching, we'll train in seclusion. So there's a training in seclusion. Then from number 10, the Purabeda Sutta, free from attachment with regard to the future, not sorrowing over the past, he sees seclusion in the midst of sensory contacts. This is fascinating. He sees seclusion, viveka, in the midst of sensory contacts. Later in the tradition, you get the idea of the 12 nidanas going round the wheel of life. And three of them are contact, sense contact, that is, including the mind, leads to feeling. Feeling leads to craving. So you could say here, when the Buddha says he sees seclusion in the midst of sensory contacts, viveka is the gap between feeling and craving. You could say viveka is that gap, that open space, that awareness, that discrimination of thought perhaps, that non-distractedness, that singleness of heart. Kierkegaard wrote a very famous book called Purity of Heart is to Will One Thing. Purity of heart is to want one thing. Non-distractedness. I've been very inspired these last couple of weeks while I've been thinking about the Suttanipata with this idea of viveka, bringing viveka into everything I do when I'm in contact with people, bringing this sense of seclusion, this sense of space, this sense of openness within my sense contacts. I would say that viveka is the closest we get to in the Pali canon to what Sangharakshana Bhante was trying to get at when he talks about individuality or the true individual. For many, many years, I've been thinking, well, where do you get this teaching of the true individual in the Pali canon? Well, in a sense, you don't get it, actually. But this is about the closest I've come to seclusion, singleness of heart, discrimination of thought. In fact, viveka is enlightenment. Here's another line from number 14, the Tivataka Sutta. I ask the kinsman of the sun, the Buddha, the great seer, about seclusion and the state of peace. Now, I said earlier that the state of peace was enlightenment, but here so is seclusion. Seclusion is, in fact, enlightenment. And remember, the first jhana is said to be born of seclusion. Now, I always used to think that meant that you had to go away and be on your own in a secluded place, and it does mean that sometimes, but even more importantly is the state of mind of seclusion, this singleness of heart, which allows the first jhana to arise.